Welcome now to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Jackie Leiden.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
And Rob, I understand that this is a monumental week for you as the What Would Rob Do book is just days away from hitting bookshelves. And I know it must be so exciting, but I gotta say you look a little anxious.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time. It's been a 2-year process from finding an agent to submitting a proposal to actually writing the book, then going through the edits. And now the publicity for the book starts as it's going to hit the shelves. And I have to say, I'm a little bit freaked out because I've been spending all this time preparing for a big party. And now I don't know if anyone's going to come to my party. And to take the analogy even a little bit further, I don't even know if they even see the sign that, hey, there's a great party going over here. So I'm wondering, like, okay, is this normal? And I know you had your book, Daughter of the Queen of Sheba, come out. How did you feel before your book came out?
Really anxious, and it's totally, totally normal. And I would be worried if you didn't feel like this. Because when you're writing the book, all you have to think about is writing the book. And that's under your control to some degree. And your frustrations are with your language. But now you've got all these things that are not really in your control.
I know. I totally feel that way. And one thing that I've been nervous about is just getting the word out. And I've been calling all my friends and family and my not-so-close friends and family, anyone who I have a vague connection to, hey, I have a book coming out. I have my sister and my wife working as part-time publicists for me. But I wanted to know if I was on the right track with this whole thing. So I called up a guy. His name is Ken Simon. And at various points in his career, he's been an author, a publisher, an editor, and a publicist. And the first thing he said to me is you have to be really, really nice to all the people who are helping you out in this process, especially your publicist. And he said, as a publicist, he had a little bit of a strange experience with some of his authors.
One problem I had was that we worked with some gurus, and they threatened to place curses on our publishing house and the people who worked there. That was kind of tough, so I would try to, you know, steer clear of that.
I couldn't disagree with that advice. And by the way, I hear from Ken Simon pretty regularly, and he is a good one. So you're already in good hands.
Yeah, so he said you just have to really be nice to all these people because there are a lot of projects they're working on, not just yours. But I've also been hearing nobody's going to tout my book like myself. So I have to really do this, which is a little bit weird because now I work with all these people who are in this position to help me out, and it's a little weird coming to my colleagues and saying, hey, I have a book. Have you had that experience having to talk to your own colleagues about things that you're working on?
First of all, hey, I'm sitting right here doing what I can to help you out, and I hope everybody here does. And yes, when Daughter of the Queen of Sheba came out, Scott Simon had me on his show. And I have known him for many, many, many years. It feels like since the start of time. And yet the experience of talking about my book in this deeply personal way, it was really nerve-wracking, yeah.
Well, the thing that Ken said is that I shouldn't feel that anxious about because, you know, Scott's had his own books. Everybody, you know, in media has these other projects, and it's kind of a known thing. And if you're really excited about it and if you're really genuine about it, he said, people want to have really interesting things on the show, and you're providing content. You should feel good about what you're doing and not, oh, no, someone's doing me a favor. Really, I could look at it, maybe I'm doing them a favor. I'm giving them maybe a great segment for the show, right?
Well, absolutely, and a great conversation. Do you have any book signings coming up? Are those on the horizon?
I do. I have 4 coming up, 2 here in D.C. and 2 in Philadelphia, my hometown. And that's got me a little bit nervous, too, because what Ken was telling me is that you want to be entertaining, but you don't want to be hokey. And he told me about one author who kind of went too far.
I had another guy who wrote a book about Socrates, and he dressed up as Socrates. That didn't help. He tried to gather people on the steps of the library, but that was tough.
Yeah, so
and you can just dress up as Rob, for example. Right. That'll be easy.
Right. I'm thinking of leaving the toga at home. But I've heard, though, it's not so bad maybe to bring some candy. I don't know. Or he said even try to pass out some alcohol. How have your experiences been? But then I don't want to get people to get too rowdy. You know, I don't want hecklers to start yelling at me, hey, Rob, what do you do about this, huh?
Well, I've had everything from passing out some alcohol, probably not a good idea, but I've had everything from really great, massive audiences to, I recall one time, I was in Austin, Texas. The bookstore had not done any publicity. And, you know, it was a really, really tiny crowd. And after I read my obligatory, because you got to read whether you're supposed to or not, all these people got up and I realized they were all the bookstore employees. And that was just devastating.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Now I'm totally freaking out. So... So that could happen. I have to be prepared that I could be reading for the bookstore employees or just my mother, who I have definitely recruited to come to the one.
Here's my advice. Everybody who comes, everybody you read to, everyone to whom you speak about your book, you just behave as if that's the first time you've ever told this story and they're the most important listener in the world. And there, I've told you an NPR hosting secret. And you know what else you can do? You can read this great book, What Would Rob Do? And a Reverent Guide to Surviving Life's Daily Indignities, and ask him.
Right. I'll ask him, and hopefully we'll figure it all out together. Well, I feel a little bit better about it now, but I had one other question, which was, is it okay, you know, if I feel like I'm not getting the buzz out enough to maybe pretend like I'm a different kind of guy and try to, you know, be my own publicist? Because I asked Ken about that, and he said he used to make these phone calls under a southern accent, and this is what he told me.
What I would do is I'd just say, hi, this is Blake Smith. I'm calling about Ken Simon's book, Pizza Face. I hope you enjoyed it. Would you like to, you know, interview him?
That's pretty much a faux pas, though, like writing your own reviews or calling up and pretending you're not yourself. And I should stay away from that, right?
I'd stay away from that. You know, have your mom write the review.
Okay. I'm going to have my mom write my review. My third cousin once removed write a review. But I'll stay away from it.
Well, What Would Rob Do? And a Reverent Guide to Surviving Life's Daily Indignities. Will he or won't he?
I'll try, Jackie. But thank you so much for your advice. And thank you all for listening. And check out what I'm doing. You can go to the What Would Rob Do website over at whatwouldrobdo.com, where you can find out about the book signing. So thanks very much, Jackie.
My pleasure.